Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
CPXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. Corey James, we got Breezy in the building as well. And
a lot of feelings right now, Corey.
A lot of feelings, that's for sure. Even I have a lot of feelings about this.
Yeah.
But my lovely fiance, mother of my child, St. Courtney.
Going back to work.
I've been blessed with a lot of maternity leave, by the way. I'm so glad she's gotten to have this time. I think it was last week, and I was at Wegmans, and I had Mason with me. Mm-hmm. And one of the cashiers came over, and she looks at him, and she's like, oh, so cute. I just had twins 3 weeks ago. I'm like, you just had twins 3 weeks ago, and you're back at work already? Like,
she was working at Wegmans. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
It's insane. It's crazy.
What like, a warrior.
You're still healing at that point. And from twins?
Twins.
Blew my mind. So if you are lucky enough to get the maternity leave or paternity leave, it is an incredible experience. But like all good things,
they must come to an end.
Must come to an end.
A shattering halt.
It's almost over. And I'm trying to get a little advice here, not only for myself, but also for my fiance, St. Courtney, about what it's like as a mom when you go from being with your child pretty much 24/7 to that transition of going back to your job and putting them in daycare or giving them to a family friend or whatever your plan is.
Yep. So we're putting it out to the listeners because I can't really help you, Corey.
Well, Breezy has no kids, and there's that. So because it is emotional, and I, you know.
Oh, I don't take that away from you at all. I would be bawling my eyes out.
Well, luckily, I've got a mom on the line right now. 222-9800. Alicia from Rochester on the phone right now. Good morning, Alicia. Do you have advice for me, my fiance, St. Courtney, the mother of my child? She's only got a couple days left here of maternity leave, and it's been a little emotional, I'll be honest. I'm looking maybe for a little advice on how I can help.
Well, I am a first-time mom. My daughter is almost 7 months old, and I just went back to work in April.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And it's honestly, it's hard. But the best advice I can give you, Corey, is to just support her with every emotion that she's going through.
Okay.
There's going to be times when she's going to cry because, you know, she's leaving your son.
We're already there. Yeah, we've crossed that bridge.
Just let her know it's okay to feel that way and just support her in anything that she's feeling. You know, don't tell her, oh, you'll be fine because that's the worst.
Okay, so don't you'll be fine. Okay, saying he'll be fine, is that okay?
Yeah, you're just there for her and just tell her, you know, I know it's going to be hard the first few days because it is, but honestly, the best thing that anyone told me was just wait until you see your baby again.
Right.
Later on that day.
Well, I can only imagine like the cliche of, you know, distance makes the heart grow fonder. Mm. Well, like, I went through it. I mean, I was on paternity for 2.5 weeks, and I got to spend a ton of time with him. And, it was tough to come back.
Like, yeah, you struggled coming back. I mean, it's an adjustment. You miss your baby.
Right, in your mind. And it's a weird thing that you battle with because like, you want to be back at work because if you like your job anyways, like I do, you want to be back at work, but also in the back of your head, you're thinking like, oh, what am I missing out on? But you really nailed it on the head there, though. Like, when I come home and I see him for the first time and he looks up at me and he smiles, like, that is the best. That's the absolute best.
It's the best. And if she, I don't know your situation, if she's, you know, going to have him in daycare, if a family friend is watching him.
A little bit of column A, bit of column B, but yeah.
So for me, I have a friend of mine watching, and it's great because she sends me pictures of my daughter throughout the day.
Okay, oh yeah.
And that makes it better. And just seeing the baby when you come back from work and see the smile and just the cuddles, it makes it all worth it.
Awesome. Well, thank you. It makes me feel a little better because I know it's going to be an emotional time. I just want to be as supportive as possible here.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, and she's going to do great, and you guys are doing great. So
thank you so much for calling in. You have a great morning, all right?
Oh, you too, thanks.
Bye. 222-9800. Jessica is Team PXY. Jessica, good morning. Do you have advice?
Yeah, I would agree with the one lady that was just talking. Just be supportive of her. I mean, and watch, like, she's in an emotional stage right now.
Yeah.
Because she just gave birth, so she's going to be feeling a lot of emotions. The most you can do is just be there and just, like, that's all you can really do is be there for her. If you have someone else watch, of, like, say you're taking him to daycare or whatever, or a family friend is, ask them to send her photos while she's at work.
Sure, yeah, because she it's funny you say that, and it's funny that the last caller said it as well. Courtney just sent me a bunch of photos of him.
Really?
He's smiling, I know, yeah.
Make sure the babysitter has you and Courtney in, like, a group message.
Yeah, I know, like,
you know what I mean?
Care about the dads either.
That's the most you could do. Like, at least you'll know that they're perfectly fine. And you can't really do much. It's just that she's going to be feeling a lot of emotions. What helped for me is when I went back to work after my daughter, and we moved from Kentucky back to New York because I had no family when we were in Kentucky after I gave birth.
Oh, my goodness.
So we moved back. And the hardest thing was me going back to work and me leaving my child with family.
I'm sure, yeah.
Because I didn't know how she was going to react.
Aww.
I was lucky enough to know, like, my mom constantly sent me, like, every 20 minutes. I was like, okay?
Had to get a new phone plan.
Like, and my other half would be like, she's fine. Stop messaging.
All right, Jessica. Well, thanks for checking in. Have a great morning.
You too.
All right, bye. 222-9800. Laura's Team PXY. Laura, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
All right, what do you got?
Well, the piece I have for you is, so I'm a mom of a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and I run my own business. And I love my work. So
you're busy.
Busy, but I wanted to go back to work, and it was confusing to want to go back to work and also not want to go back to work.
Right, yeah, I totally get that. Like I just said, again, felt the same thing with paternity, because you want to be with your kid, but also, if you like your job, if you get satisfaction from your job, you know, that's something you still need.
Did you ever feel guilty for, like, that small part of you wanting to go back to work?
Yeah, sometimes I did. But the support that I got from my partner was in just, like, knowing that sometimes it was going to be, like, get me out of here. I need my, you know, grown-up brain.
Yeah.
And other times it was going to be, like, please let it be okay. I just want to stay home.
Sure.
So for you, like, yeah, you can be there to support her with whatever emotions she's going through, but you might need support too. Like, sometimes it can't be you. Sometimes you're just the partner, the fiance. Like, she wants to hear support and appreciation from somebody else. So you need a backup. You need a
support. Oh, okay. All right.
I'll support you, Corey.
I was going to say, we got Breezy. Breezy's on deck, ready to go. We'll go. Breezy, thank you for the call. Laura, by the way, thank you. Breezy, we'll get you in on the group text with all the photos.
Just chime me in. I'll like a couple.
Here you go. Perfect.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.